More than 2,300 verses in the Bible address money and possessions. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Jesus warned about materialism more than he did any other sin during his ministry on earth. He said, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Never did he say money or material things are problems, but how we use money can reveal greed, covetousness, ego, and pride, tools that Satan uses to control and manipulate the world. When you become the focus of your spending, Satan diverts resources that God gave you to manage for his glory. The coronavirus and fallout in the economy have had serious consequences. Our comforts, abundance, and security have been disrupted. Our idols have been revealed. Now, this is a wake-up call, an early alarm to embrace God's financial principles. Often, it's through our finances that God clearly shows that he's in control. He wants us to trust him to provide and accept our role as stewards. He wants the body of Christ to work in unity. He uses the abundance of some believers to supply the needs of others. Giving requires us to sacrifice some of our wants to supply the needs of others. Ask God to open your eyes to the needs around you. Then work together as a family or a small group to give to someone else in need. Now, this is not the first time Christians have been challenged by disease or economic turbulence. Trust God and eliminate unnecessary spending so that you can give and bless others. And if you need help today, call the Crown Helpline and speak to one of our staff. Share your fear, ask for prayer to help you take the next steps. Call 800-722-1976 or visit online at crown.org.